Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, if you listen to Hillbilly Horror Stories, you may be familiar with our Saturday episode that we do called Macabre Misfortunes. If you like those types of stories and interaction, then I urge you to listen to my new podcast with Amanda DeGrasse called Wickedly Weird with Jerry and Amanda. It's a bi-weekly show, and in each episode, I tell Amanda a story. She has no clue what the story is, and we get her true response on the situation at hand. These stories all have some type of a strange twist, and they could be paranormal, true crime, alien abduction stories, Bigfoot, you name it. Whatever the genre of story is, I promise you there'll be tons of twists and turns. This show is a little more adult than what Hillbilly Horror Stories is, but it's nowhere near as rude and crude as our previous show. Warning, you will be offended. We think that most people will actually enjoy this show, and we hope you give it a listen. And just to kind of get everybody on board, I'm including our very first episode here for you guys to listen to. It is in its entirety. It's about a time slip that happened in France in 1979 to two couples that were on vacation. I think you guys will enjoy it. If you like what you hear, go ahead and subscribe, and you'll be notified when new episodes come out every 2 weeks on Wednesdays. Enjoy. Hey guys, welcome to the very first episode of Wickedly Weird with Jerry and Amanda.
Hey.
Amanda, does it feel good to be back?
Yes. I haven't done it in so long, I'm not going to lie. I got the sweats, but other than that, we're good.
Maybe because you're wearing a hoodie in the middle of May.
Well, no, it's cold here though. It's like 61.
Oh yeah, that's freezing. I'm sure the people in,
and I was sweaty, but now I'm not. So it's okay. We're good. We're fine. Everything's
Amanda,
fine.
Let's tell people what we're doing now. So we decided that we had to not do the podcast anymore because of a previous contract obligation that I had. That is now over.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought about it, we talked a little bit, and we decided to do something a little bit different. So we wanted to do something together, but I think what we'll do now with Wickedly Weird will be something that will resonate with even more people. I think we'll be able to grow the show a lot bigger than we would, which, no offense, the other show got to be pretty good. We had over 117,000
I know,
downloads.
It's a little cult classic, if you will.
But I think people enjoy us together, and I wanted to do something. So we came up with this idea for Wickedly Weird, where it's going to be.
It was supposed to be Wickedly Wild. Like wicked, because like wicked, so like wickedly weird. And you said you can't spell it weird, right? Because people aren't going to find it. So I thought to myself, I should try and have you say it wickedly weird. That's going to sound, don't say it. It's going to sound weird. See what I did there? It's going to sound weird.
But and honestly, the whole name came from you. Mm-hmm. You live in a part of the country where Wicked gets used all the time.
Yes, it does.
So I thought that, you know, and we called it Wickedly Weird because what we're going to do is, if anybody listens to my other show, Hillbilly Horror Stories, mm-hmm. Tracy and I do an episode on Saturday called Macabre Misfortunes, which is just strange stories.
Right.
We do some true crime and stuff like that. So it's going to be similar to that in the fact that you don't know any of the stories that I've done. I'm working up all the stories and I'm going to get your true reaction to what's going on.
But what if I have to pause you in the middle? What if I'm like, pause and I got a question?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
You're fine.
I'm going to have questions.
Stop and go.
What? Okay. Let's do it.
See, this shows we haven't even talked enough about this. We're producing on the air. That's what that's called. So, we're going to do something. It'll be different every week. Sometimes it might be true crime. Sometimes it might be a UFO story. Sometimes it might be paranormal.
Murder. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just kidding. Maybe not.
Well, I think I've got a cool story for you tonight. But all these things are going to be weird in some ways. That's the whole focus of it. Everything's going to be a weird story with maybe a strange plot twist or something.
So there's just a pause. There's a little bug here. All right, you can go. Let's go ahead. I got to show it to you, though.
What?
You see him?
Oh, yeah.
He's a baby
like
cricket.
A grasshopper or something.
It's a baby cricket. He's cool, too.
All right. Are we ready to get this thing started and not worry about baby crickets?
Yeah, no, it's fine. Go ahead.
Usually with you, all I got to worry about is roaches, you know, like the herbal kind.
No, we don't do that here. There's no such thing. What?
All right, Amanda. So tonight we're going to talk about, you know, I actually debated on this first episode. What was I going to do? And I thought about it for a few days and I thought, we could do a true crime story with a surprise ending or maybe a UFO abduction. We know you love UFO abduction stories.
Little UFO, little butt stuff. Yeah.
I decided to go with something that I thought you would have a lot of opinions on. It's a time slip story from 1979. Well, if you may know the story, and if you do, act like you don't.
Okay. No problem, sir.
Because this actually is one of the most well-known time slip stories. I didn't know you'd be a time slip aficionado, but I should have figured.
I like the weird and macabre.
Right. So some of our audience may be familiar with this, and like I said, you may be, but it's a fascinating story, so are you ready?
I'm super duper ready.
All right. So there's these two couples from Dover, England. They're leaving for an end of the summer trip. The couples were Lynn and Cynthia Gisby. You know, that might be Gisby, but that's
ew, don't say that. That's nasty.
I'm gonna say that just because that's what it should be. So we're gonna say Gisby. Lynn and Cynthia Gisby and Jeff and Pauline Simpson. So their plan was to take a ferry across the English Channel. Ooh. And spend 2 weeks driving the countryside of France and northern Spain. Sounds okay. Like a fun trip.
I love it. Down for the trip.
All right. So this is where things start to get a little strange.
Okay.
October 3rd, mm-hmm. the couples were on a freeway just north of, I think this is Montélimar, France.
What?
That starts to get a little late.
Montella. It sounds like an
accent or nothing on it.
Montella. Okay. I'm
so
down.
It's starting to get a little late in the day, and mm-hmm. they decide, hey, let's stop and get a hotel for the night. They get off the freeway and they find a hotel. But when they went inside, they were informed that there were no vacancies at this hotel by the hotel clerk in a plum uniform. Remember that. That'll come in handy.
A plum uniform. Remember what? The plum uniform?
Yes. What the hell are you doing in there? You're bending around and
what?
Doing housework.
I'm not doing housework. I was looking at something.
Focus, Amanda.
I'm listening. I'm listening to your story. I forgot you could see me. I'm not going to lie to you.
All right. So, and we're filming this for possibly TikTok. So
you think you're going to put me on TikTok. Yeah, wrong. Oh my God, I try to fall off the face of the planet. You make it hard. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, so the gentleman in the plum uniform, the hotel clerk, he says, "You know what? There's a hotel row, a hotel right up the road, and I got a feeling they'll have rooms." So he gives them directions, tells them to get off on this certain road off the freeway. You're going to find the hotel there. So they hop back on the freeway. They have no issues finding this road whatsoever. The road was definitely unique, though. They said that it was lined with very old buildings, many of which were plastered with old posters, some of which advertised a vintage circus. All right, so the road itself looked to be from a different era. It was narrow and made of cobblestone, and it was clearly built more for horses and carriages than for automobiles.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was like the road looked like it was more built for a horse and a carriage than automobiles. It was kind of not as wide as you would normally see, and I had all the cobblestone on it.
Okay.
So there also wasn't much activity on this road. It almost seemed to be deserted.
Okay.
Now, finally, they came across the only building showing any signs of life. It
Okay.
was bright. It was brightly lit. They had some people standing outside. They went inside only to find out that this was not a hotel, but it was an inn. Amanda, do you know the difference between a hotel and an inn?
Yeah, isn't an inn when you share like a bathroom with people? Oh, that's
I
like a
think
bed
it's,
and breakfast, right? Though,
I
isn't that
think
the same thing?
in some cases, I think so. The biggest difference was, from my understanding, was the hotels were a little more elaborate, where the inn was basically just a basics. It's kind of like a Motel 6 or something.
Oh, gross. That's
It's just
even
basic.
worse.
So it was kind of like that. It didn't have any amenities. There was no pool. There was no food or anything. It was just a place to stay. So I think that was the big difference. They were told, though, to go a little bit further down the road and there should be a hotel. So they left this one. And like I said, they eventually go down and they came across two other buildings. One was a police station and the other had a sign saying hotel. They immediately thought that this was strange for a modern hotel because it only had two stories and it had an old-fashioned look to the outside. But it looked like a pretty clean place and they were tired, so they decided we'll stay here at this hotel.
Sounds good to me.
Most importantly, though, they had rooms for rent. So
Oh.
they were excited. The thing of it is, though, communication was a little bit of an issue because the hotel clerk only spoke French and the couples only spoke English.
Oh.
The foursome were able to actually make themselves clear enough to get two rooms. They noticed that the hotel was just as antique on the inside as it was on the outside.
Oh, God.
Everything was made from old-looking heavy wood. The dining room table had no tablecloths,
Wait, can
and
I
there were
pause
no.
real quick? Listen to
Yes.
me. Could you, all right. So, like, you know, like the Plymouth Plantation or like Starbridge Village, ever hear of those places?
Yes.
Could you imagine if they just like walked in on like one of those things, didn't realize it, and people were like playing the part because they didn't know any different?
Right.
How hilarious would that be? That'd be fantastic.
Well, I think they kind of thought that might be what was going on here.
Okay.
Because they see there's no telephones, no TVs, and no elevators.
I'm out.
And I'll remind you, this was 1979. So they should have had all that stuff in a modern hotel. The rooms were like the rest of the hotel. They had big, heavy beds. They didn't have pillows, they had bolsters. You know what bolsters are?
No, but since you're from that era, please inform me.
Whatever. It's the you know the little round decorative pillows you get? They're like long and round. Like you'll see them a lot of times just laying on top of a bed for decoration.
It's really not ringing a bell, but okay.
Wait a minute. You've never seen like the decorative pillows that are like 2 feet long, but they're just round. It looks like one of those cakes, you know, the cakes that you cut that have
I'm just going to say, okay, I know what you're talking about, because it is, you are explaining, like, does it have little frillies on it?
They can.
Little they frillies can. And buttons, little buttons. Buttons.
Never mind.
See, look at you, just aged yourself. You know what that is, and I don't.
No, I get, we've got one in our house. That's why I know.
Okay, well.
You know what I'm talking, if Matt was around, I bet he knows what I'm talking about. Anyways.
I bet he was around for a second.
I saw him.
Did you? You didn't say hi. No. Did you see him? Of course you saw him.
So anyways, they didn't have pillows. They had these things.
Tootsie Rolls. Okay.
The doors had wooden catches for locks.
I know what that is.
Oh, I don't know why you would, because it's from the same era.
As you. Okay.
And get this.
Yeah.
There were no glass on the windows. There were just wooden shutters.
That's a little weird for me. Look, I said it. Nope. I'm sorry, but I don't want you peeking in at me. Getting rained on. What's that? Just a little rain.
Well, they had the wooden shutters so you could close them and people wouldn't see them. You remember like in the old days?
Oh, like when they shutters. When they'd throw the stuff out the window, that like buckets, like the buckets of poo.
Yes. Blech, yes.
I'm out. That's nasty.
All right, so they got two rooms.
Mm-hmm.
They had one shared bathroom, and it had vintage plumbing. Regardless of the old town locks.
What can you explain to me what vintage plumbing is? Is that what we were just discussing?
Well, no, I don't think they were throwing buckets of poop out the window. I just think it meant that like the old faucets and stuff like that, kind of the old metal instead of like the decorative faucets and stuff.
The like with the cloth foot tubs.
Yes.
Okay. Sure, that's all right. Exactly, there we go.
Even though that's not plumbing. That's a bathtub. But
well, it's part of plumbing. It's a situation. Are pipes.
It's it's only a situation if you're Whitney Houston or her daughter.
Oh,
anyways.
Oh, it's like burn.
So the couple, even though they had the old time locks, it was clean, comfortable. They were happy.
They were sleeping on hay. No big deal. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. they're enjoying the quaint. Oh, wait a minute. So you know that back in the old days they slept on hay, but you don't know what a bolster is.
I don't know what the hell a bolster is. Why don't you just call it a fancy pillow that's shaped like a roll?
It basically is. That's what it is. It's a fancy pillow that's made in the shape of a roll.
And sometimes they're gold with frills. Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Well, they unpack their stuff. And they go to the dining room because they were hungry. They were served a very simple meal of eggs, steak, potatoes, and lager.
Like beer?
Yeah, beer.
Okay. Okay. Like beer.
I'm trying to keep this authentic. It's not like they had, you know, Miller Lite back in the day.
Some Bud Light, Miller Lite. My bad.
They go upstairs, they go to bed. Now, the next morning, they come down for breakfast. All they had for breakfast was bread, jam, and they said a thick, strong coffee that they found virtually undrinkable.
Oh, gross.
Here's where everything starts getting fun. As they're eating, other guests start to kind of filter in, and they were all wearing what appeared to be vintage clothing. For example, one woman was wearing a silk evening gown, and she was carrying a small dog.
Oh.
Two policemen then come in. They were wearing uniforms that the couples had never seen in France. They'd been to France on several occasions. They've never seen policemen wearing these types of uniforms.
Hmm.
So the couples are thinking, well, this is pretty damn cool, actually. So they took a bunch of pictures, or started to take some pictures, I will say. Jeff took some of Pauline standing by the windows. Lynn then took one of Cynthia inside the hotel, and then he took her picture on the outside of the hotel. After their Olin Mills photo session, or whatever the hell they were doing.
Wait, Lynn, so they had a normal camera?
Yeah, a regular camera, like one you had to get the pictures developed.
Like a Kodak?
Yes.
But, okay, all right, but keep going.
Yeah, with a Polaroid.
It, like, so they... just all right, we'll discuss after. Go ahead.
So they get through taking their pictures, and they ask the two policemen, how do you get back to the freeway? We want to go to the Spanish border. The policemen seemed confused at what the men were asking about, so they just kind of shrugged. It then clicked to them that the couple were wanting to go to Spain, so they told them to go use the old Avignon Road. Well, Lynn and Jeff know the area fairly well, and they were like, that would be a much longer way to go. That's not using the freeway. That's all back roads.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided, you know, we'll just kind of trace our steps backwards, and we'll go back to the freeway, which is what they did. Before leaving, they went to the hotel manager to pay their bill, and they were a little shocked to see that the bill was 19 francs.
What's that? Now, that would have been...
That was, well, I'm getting ready to tell you. Slow down, baby bird. I'll feed you.
All right. Meow.
That is not a bird impression. So 19 francs back then would have been the equivalent of about $3 in the U.S. currency.
I want to stay there. Okay.
Right. For two rooms and four people. And they ate. So Lynn figured, hey, there must be some kind of a misunderstanding or a mistake. We're paying for four people and we all ate meals last night and today. But the manager confirmed that this was correct. They even showed it to the police officers before they left to make sure that, hey, is this right? And the police officers just smile and nodded. So I can tell you they wouldn't have had to tell me more than once. I'd have just paid my bill.
I would have been like, okay, cool.
Right.
Have a good day.
I'd have been out of there faster than OJ at a crime scene.
Oh, wow. So, look at you coming in hot.
They leave. There was no one on the road, just like when they got there.
Mm-hmm.
They found the freeway with no problems whatsoever, and they spent 2 weeks in Rome and Spain and had a great time. Now, on the way back, they decided, hey, you know what? I think we're going to stay at that hotel again because we probably spent a little too much money on our trip, and this is cheap, so let's go stay there again. They get off the freeway, and they find the cobblestone road with the buildings promoting that same circus that we talked about.
Right.
But the hotel was gone. So they went back to the original hotel, the one that gave them directions there.
Right.
Only the employee that was working the desk had never heard of such a hotel and also said that they have no employees that would have been wearing a plum uniform of any kind. This was starting to get kind of weird for the couples. So the couples decided, you know what? We're going to go back to that cobblestone road and we're going to find this damn hotel because we know where it was. All they found was crumbles of what was left of two buildings, one of which had a police station sign on it.
Oh, that's so weird. What?
It's as if the buildings, the hotel, and the police station had just disappeared.
That's it. Gone.
Even if it had been demolished, there would have been some trace 2 weeks later, and there wasn't any of the hotel, just of the police station.
Hmm.
So the couple gave up. They went back to the other hotel, which cost them 247 francs, which was about 51 U.S. dollars back then. Quite a significant cry from $3.
Yeah. Oh, no.
They were thoroughly confused by what had happened so far. But surely there had to be a rational explanation. That was until they got their pictures developed.
Oh, no.
Remember, they took three pictures of the hotel.
Yeah.
They took them of the two women, and there were three pictures in total, and none of the three turned out. There were the right amount of pictures on the row, but the pictures and the negatives were just black.
Get out of town.
To those three pictures. Nuh-uh. Yes.
Wait, so wouldn't they have been missing though? Like, wouldn't they have just disappeared out of thin air? Like, I don't.
Well, are you talking about the pictures?
No. Talking about them, like going to this hotel. Like,
I don't know.
Oh my God.
The couples decided not to tell anybody but their close friends and family about what happened.
Told everybody.
Right. So, a friend of Lynn's, who was an amateur fashion historian. Mm-hmm. Who the hell's an amateur fashion historian?
Like, she doesn't do it like it's just like a hobby. Like, she's like, yeah. Oh, he was wearing Plum back in the day. That meant he was rich. Like, I don't, she just loves history.
Well, you're actually onto something, because she pointed out that the police uniforms that they described were worn by French police in the early 1900s, which would have been 70 or 80 years earlier. Another friend suggested that they had experienced a time slip and had possibly spent the night in a hotel that hadn't existed in decades.
That's crazy. So
the Jisbees. Jisbees.
You gotcha. You think you're hilarious, the Jisbees.
They thought there might be something to this, but the Simpsons wanted to just forget about the whole thing.
Because they're weirded out. They said, what happened? Right.
Was not going to be the case, though. Because word got out and a local newspaper reporter in 1982 wrote and published the story of the two couples. Before they knew it, the Jisbees and the Simpsons were famous. From that day until now, the case has been scrutinized by paranormal researchers, and this is now among the most well-known time slip cases.
Well, joke's on me, because I never heard of that one. So good job. Oh,
good. Good. So, Amanda, did the two couples, you think, have a wickedly weird vacation, so to speak, or did they pull off an epic hoax?
I don't know. That's a tough one for me, because wouldn't you be gone for a whole day and night? Like, they didn't have cell phones back then, so I guess no one would know.
I mean, I don't know what the case would be. Here's the part that confused me about it. I understand you go to a hotel and maybe there's a time slip and you spent there, but this kind of happened in two places. Mm. Because remember, they went to the first hotel and there was somebody in a Plum uniform. That sent them somewhere else, unless the whole thing was a time slip.
It would have to.
Because they got back on the freeway.
Yeah, that's even weird. I don't know. Like, I feel like.
And why was the freeway there if that was a time slip? Because the freeway wasn't there.
It would be cobblestones and carriages and horses and.
What kind of animals?
Horses. Oh, no. Those little horses. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I would have to meet them to get a judge of character. Let's get them on the show. F it.
Well, look at you trying to be politically correct. F it.
F it.
I got a feeling they're probably dead by now, considering they were middle-aged back then, and this is now.
People live to 50 years. A 90, 130 years old now.
Yeah, they would have to be like 110, probably. So
it's okay. They wouldn't remember anyways. So.
Well, they wouldn't be able to figure out how to do Zoom, so that's not going to work. I don't know. Do you think, what's your thoughts on time slips?
Okay. So I've gone down a couple rabbit holes about this. And I teeter on it being true. Like, there are just some experiences that you can't explain, right? Like, you've had to have had some weird experiences, right?
Every time that I see you text me, yes.
How about that?
I did another story one time before I covered one. It was similar, and I thought this was going to be the same story, but it wasn't. But it was involved a hotel, and it involved with the what?
I'm waiting. My finger is it's waiting.
Oh, I didn't know what you were doing.
I'm waiting for you to just finish.
I thought you were just highly attractive
to you or something. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway,
it was the same thing. It was a hotel situation, but there was like some stuff going on in the streets and everything, and it was like some military guys that. They were staying at the hotel and they ran out to take care of what it was. And then the next morning, nobody knew what the hell they were talking about.
Well,
that was overseas too.
Yeah. But what about the people who have those weird Titanic experiences? Have you heard about, I think now I'm thinking of the Bermuda Triangle. Reel that in. Just kidding. I think I'm thinking also of an X-Files episode. Do you remember the X-Files episode with the Titanic and they're on the Titanic and they're on a ship and you don't probably remember that?
I missed a bunch of the X-Files. I was late to the game and I watched a couple of seasons, but I didn't get to see it all. So I missed.
I don't know. But like, what about those people that you've seen on YouTube? And have you seen the one, they're like at some boxing thing and some woman looks like she has an iPhone. Have you seen that one? That's like a viral image.
Uh, I've seen an old movie from like the talking or the silent picture days where the woman looked like she was had a cell phone or something or was holding a cell phone up her ear. But I think that was more debunked on
Was it?
they had listening devices. You know, like you would see people put like those cones up
Oh,
to their ear. And it
yeah.
was and I think somebody was saying that might have been something like that
But
and not a cell phone.
what about the people that come out of the woodwork saying that they're time travelers? Like, you know what I mean? Like, some people will be like, yes, I've been to the year 3000.
I definitely believe in multiverses and parallel
Well,
universes.
I
So,
do
and
too.
I think that could be what time slips
Yeah.
are.
Well, didn't they just discover something scientifically about like wormholes and black holes and
I think they did just
different?
discover because they used to say that if something got sucked into a black hole, that that was it. And now I think they're saying that that might not necessarily be it, that it
No.
may come out on the other side.
So, like, you know, like the Mandela effect, you've heard of the Mandela
Yeah.
effect before, right? They're saying that, like, I think it was in like 2012 or something that we time slipped. And so that's why, like, the Berenstain Bears, that's a big one.
Yeah.
And like, people are saying that, like, we slipped into another dimension. And that is why people have different memories of things. You've heard of that stuff, right?
Right,
Like,
right.
Kazam or Shazam, that one too. That's another one. Look at double stuffed Oreos. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Double stuffed Oreos. How do you spell it?
What, Oreo or double stuffed?
Double stuffed. I believe it's one F, not two F's. I always thought it was two F's, not one F. So did my
Oh,
husband. We but we
I don't
sat
think I
here.
ever noticed it. Well,
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A is another one. I don't remember Chick-fil-A having the K in it. I always thought it was C-H-I-C
That's how I
and
thought
then
it was
filet,
too.
and it's got a K in it now. And then the other big one was Fruit of the Loom not
Was
having the cornucopia on it.
they
I always
always
thought
had
it
the
did.
cornucopia.
That's
It
what I said
always
too.
did. Because when I was little and we used to, like, around Thanksgiving time and stuff, we'd color it. And I used to think it was funny because it was on boxers. That's how I remember that. I'd be like, look at, we're coloring boxer stuff. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I remembered those things. So maybe we did. And I think
I
it's
don't know.
very possible. I mean, come on, we're not the only people on planet Earth. No
Maybe in a
way.
different universe, where are we actually have a podcast that's successful?
Wow. All right. Okay.
I think this was a very successful first episode. What do you think?
I think it was good. I think we're gonna get brand new listeners and maybe some old ones. We'll see.
We'll
And they'll
tweak
love
it as
it.
it goes, and this is a you know we'll probably add some stuff and take away some stuff, but you know each week the story would be a little bit different, so I think it'd be interesting.
Maybe I can talk Matt into coming on one of these times.
There you go.
He's probably going to tell me no, but we'll see. Maybe I can get him to come on.
Well, all right. It was fun and glad to be back. Glad to be doing some stuff with you. This should be
Yeah.
a weekly episode. So,
Okay, let's do it. I'm all
all
about it.
right. Well, I guess there's only one thing to do. Say bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.